This call is being recorded.
Okay, everybody. Welcome, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our hearts. The golden flame in the center of, the golden flame in the center of our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See the golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you and breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra and set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violent flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment, look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. Now we say thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. For the light of God never fails. For the light of God never fails. And the I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light and exhaling out any darkness. Take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, breathing in the light, holding it, and exhale out the darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your chakra centers, those wheels of force, those wheels of energy, your spiritual body and your etheric body. And your etheric body and those chakra centers connected to the physical glands within your body. So it all works together. And see that perfect alignment of those chakra centers now. Visualize those centers as they are aligned up along your spinal cord, from just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head and beyond, just above your head. The 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a beautiful dark brown color, deep brown, connecting to the Earth, connecting to Gaia. This is your grounding point, just below your feet. Now moving up to your root chakra, the base of your spine. See that as a brilliant ruby red color. And moving up to the next chakra, the sacral area, orange. Bright, brilliant orange. To your solar plexus, yellow. Visualize a bright yellow sun right there in that center. To your heart center, deep blue-green. The heart center being the midpoint between the lower 4 chakras and the upper 4 chakras. That balance point. And then to your throat area, sky blue. Oh, and just before that, your high heart center as well, magenta. then to your third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo, and the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver, and then your soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on these chakra centers and their respective colors, it is not so much the colors, but it's the frequency of those colors. Each color has a frequency associated with it and also associates a resonance from those chakra centers through into the physical glands in your body, all resonating together. And whenever the chakra does resonate with your physical body, there is perfect health. But whenever that chakra center is not resonating with your physical gland, there is disease, sickness, etc. So when you focus this in this experience each time, always focus on not only the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, but also the frequency, the high frequency within each of those chakra centers and the corresponding resonance of those centers. And feel that resonance. Feel it all connecting together, all as one together. Your etheric body, your astral body, your physical body, all coming together, all being as one together, operating together, moving together, experiencing together. Now bring all of your chakra centers up into your soul star chakra. Merge them all as one. To simply bring them all up, merging one into the other, into the other, into the other, until they all merge, all eight chakras merge into that ninth chakra, which is the soul star chakra. And all those colors, all those frequencies, and the corresponding resonance, all merging into the soul star chakra, and it becoming a brilliant white light shooting out in all directions from that soul star chakra. And know that what you are experiencing now as you visualize this is what has happened with many who have moved through the ascension process, and others see that white glow around their heads. This is what is happening. This is what is creating that resonance, that brilliant resonance connecting the three bodies, the astral, the etheric, and the physical bodies, all connecting together as one. And the resulting glow, the white brilliance shooting out in all directions from your soul star chakra. And your soul star chakra is activated now. So feel that activation, feel it all coming together as one, as you in your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body now, you, your conscious knowing self, simply move that into that soul star chakra and all the chakras combined to make the Merkaba light vehicle, to make your light body. And now, in your light body, feel yourself rising up, leaving your physical body behind. Literally see your physical body falling below you as you rise up above it, leaving it behind, moving up through the roof of the building wherever you are, up into the sky, through the clouds, until you move all the way past the Earth's atmosphere. And you look back down now and you see your physical form way down there, way down on the earth, on the three-dimensional earth, or rather the fourth-dimensional earth, which you are now, you as the conscious knowing you, is now occupying more and more. Not so much the third-dimensional expression, but now the fourth-dimensional expression and resulting frequency to that expression. So feel the connection now to your physical body and to your astral body and your etheric body and your light body now, all connected as one. And also, as you in your tools of protection raised the violet flame, enlarged the violet flame, now enlarge it further and see it expanding beyond your physical form, growing, expanding. Expanding beyond the building that you were in, if you were in a building, beyond that through the village, the town, the city, the state, the province, the country, whatever it might be, expanding on. And from your vantage point now, the same vantage point that all of us have upon the ships, high up in the sky beyond your physical earth, we are looking down now and we see the violet flame expanding and growing and connecting to every other violet flame across the planet. No matter whether they are doing this purposely at this moment now or just simply it is their violet flame expanding, even without their conscious knowing self doing it. Just see all of the violet flames now, all of the flames expanding and growing and merging in one with the other and the other and the other until all have merged across the entire planet, every country, across the oceans, all of the continents, all connecting now with the violet flame, and the violet flame purging out all of the old programming of the third dimension, for that is what the violet flame does. It purges out the programming that is no longer needed. It purges out the old ways and allows for the new ways, the new earth to be born, the new heaven and the new earth, as Yeshua spoke of. This is what is happening now. This is the process that is occurring, this ascension process. It is all about bringing on the new earth and the new heaven. So see that happening now as the violet flame has now expanded across the entire planet. Every single inch across the planet is now the violet flame purging out all of the old programming, the old memories that are no longer needed in the new earth, in the new Gaia, in the new higher dimensional frequency of the fifth dimension and beyond. And now, as you are looking down, see the earth, see Gaia in that fifth dimensional form. See the flowers and the plants and the trees. And everything on the surface of the planet blooming and expressing itself in a higher vibrational frequency. And feel that vibration now. Even though you, as your conscious knowing self, are high above the earth, you are also there upon the earth as well, for all is one. So you can feel the vibrational frequency, the high consciousness of the planet now, as you connect with the flowers, connect with the trees, the plants, the animals, everything, the rocks and stones themselves you connect with, all is one, all vibrating together as one, the water, the consciousness within the water, connecting with you, you with it. And notice how the rivers and the streams and the lakes and the oceans are crystal clear, pure, pristine, because of the higher vibrational frequency and because of the higher resulting consciousness now and the connection to the all. And know that throughout all of this, you yourself are the catalyst to this. This experience that you are doing now is catalyzing the connection to the all of the collective consciousness of man right here in this moment. So do not for a moment think that you are not doing anything, that you have nothing to add to the plan, for you are the plan. Know that, always know that. You are part of the plan, you are the plan, for all is indeed one together. So now, as you are visualizing this fifth dimensional experience on the planet, in the higher vibrational frequency and consciousness, see that there is no darkness left. And if you go back and forth between the third dimension, the fourth dimension, and fifth dimension, you can see the removal completely of the darkness that has occurred in this experience. And this experience is a prelude to what will be in the times coming, where all the darkness recedes, all of the darkness is removed, and either turns to the light or is consumed by the light. For wherever there is light, there can be no darkness. Now allow yourselves to find your way back to your physical form, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back down to your physical form. Merging back in with your physical body, bringing your astral, your etheric, your light body back into your physical body. But know that all of these bodies are one. There is no separation. All are together. All are operating as one. All are resonating together as one. And as you merge back in, feel the vibration coming back into your physical form, perhaps feeling your physical body vibrating in certain areas where those chakra centers have become even more activated than they previously were. So you may be feeling it somewhere along your spinal cord. And if not, no worries about that. It is just what it is in the moment. Perhaps another time you will feel the vibration. And allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come to be with you at this time in these burgeoning times of magic that is coming upon this planet more and more. Because all of you that are raising your vibrational frequency on a daily basis, on a momentary basis, are beginning to show that magic across the planet in various ways. You all have a part to play in this. And magic with a K, not with a C, but with a K, is what I am referring to here. The magic of higher vibrational frequency, the magic of letting go and going with the flow. And how that occurs when you are able to do so, when you are out of your thinking mind and into your heart center. That is when magic occurs. Not the magic with the C, the magicians of today that do sleight of hand and misdirection. Not that kind of magic, but the magic of old. the magic of when I, as Merlin, did do magic. I understood the elements of nature, just as you will begin to understand it more and more. As you focus on the beauty of the earth, you focus on the beauty of nature, and you feel the magic in that beauty. That is what I'm referring to. The magic that will occur more and more as you operate from your heart center and not your brain, not your mind center, but actually bringing them together, one together, heart-mind connection. That is what creates the magic. That is what moves you further and further along the ascension path. And all of you are moving along that ascension path. Know that every time that you have a positive thought, you are moving along that ascension path. And not only that, you are helping others move along that path as well. Because all goes into the collective consciousness. All goes into the universal mind. And is then taken from that universal mind by one that is ready to receive that vibrational frequency. To receive that new thought that perhaps they hadn't thought before. Perhaps a question comes that they hadn't questioned before. And that is the beginning of the awakening. Just as you had your awakening many years ago, even maybe decades ago, those two that receive that vibrational frequency within the collective consciousness, receive that thought that you may have put out there, they now are moving along the ascension path and are receiving their awakening as well. And it can only take sometimes one thought, one simple thought that they hadn't thought before. And now the awakening begins. Almost as if an alarm clock goes off, just as an alarm clock went off for all of you at one point or another, you received that awakening call in whatever form it came. So too are your brothers and sisters across the planet receiving or going to receive that awakening call as well. If they indeed have chosen to do so at an unconscious level or a subconscious level, if they've chosen to do that, then they will receive that awakening when the frequency is right for them, just as when it was right for you. So know that. My brothers and sisters, know that every single positive thought that you have reverberates across the universe. And I do mean the universe. I don't only mean the earth, for it reverberates out across the entire universe. All is collected as one. And when you say all is within the one and one is within the all, that is indeed true. And when you fully come to realize that, you will have fully moved through your ascension and be one with your higher God self at that moment. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you embrace the magic as it comes forth from whatever direction and whatever source you find it coming from.
Oh.
Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om. Om, greetings to you. One who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this program of awakening. And now, more and more, there's going to be a focus on the magic of becoming fully who you are and realizing and understanding who another individual is, how they are one with you and you are one with them. And there really is no disconnect. There really is no separation. The separation is only because of the old programming, the programming that those of the forces of darkness have foistered upon you all. They want you to be separated. They want you to not understand your power. They want you to not realize that you have a magic within you, each and every one of you. And you can utilize that magic anytime you are ready to do so. For it is there. It is there for you, right in front of you. The magic of nature, certainly, Mother Nature is indeed magical all the time. And when you recognize that magic in a flower, in a bush, in a plant, in a tree, in an animal, in the rocks and stones, when you recognize the magic that is there, then you recognize the magic also that is within you and how you can begin to utilize the magic within you to create whatever you want. Your life. That is the magic of creation. And you have all been a part of that magic of the creation this lifetime and many lifetimes previously. And many of you have even utilized that magic to create worlds, to create new existences that did not exist previous to that. You have all been a part of creation. So understand that as you continue to move through this ascension process, that you are the creative magic within yourself. We are ready now for your questions, if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
I read a post today from David Wilcock. And it's about the Nisara Law. And I'm going to read this and then ask why this can't be further enhanced. Because President Clinton's clone had no interest in signing Nisara into law on October 10th, the year 2000, under orders from U.S. military generals, the elite Naval SEALs and Delta Force stormed the White House and under gunpoint forced Bill Clinton to sign the Nisara. During this time, Secret Service and White House security personnel were ordered to stand down, disarmed, and allowed to witness this event under a gag order. And my question is, why can't those generals make everything move ahead faster so that everybody doesn't have to suffer and die waiting for who knows what?
We will say two words here, frequency vibration. And that frequency vibration was not at the right amount at that time, was not at the right frequency. Even though those that brought this into being or attempted to bring this into being had that frequency within them, it was not the right frequency overall, because those of the forces of darkness, that one of the president that was coming into the picture at that time, and you all know who that was, and the father of that one, did much to keep that event from being delivered to the public, to make it a public announcement. And those then of those forces did everything they could to hold off the announcement of this particular act here. And of course, you know of what occurred the next day in terms of the 9/11, when that was introduced into the world, and it precluded or it kept from happening all that they wanted to occur at that time. And it is unfortunate, you might look at it in that respect, but was it really? You see, it is all, again, about frequency, vibration, and consciousness. And consciousness across the planet was not there yet. But you are moving to the point where consciousness is coming very close to having that announcement of Nisara, which has then also become Gisara and globally activated when the time, or rather when the frequency vibration reaches the point where it can then be activated as a part of the great universal plan here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add, if this one wishes, our perspective.
Anytime, sure.
Dear brother, the element of time is difficult for many. And many think, oh, this is taking too long. This will never happen. This is not moving forward. Why is this happening? Why are we suffering? And this is all wrapped up in the element of time. This is a complicated issue. We will tell you that all is moving forward. All is happening under our noses. And soon you will see things so amazing that you will wonder why you ever thought it would not occur. It is moving forward quickly, you see. We will give you a hint about this. The great divide that is occurring upon your planet is raging. There is a great divide, and you know this, the divide of dark and the divide of light. But we will tell you that there are many nations, as we speak, that are joining together to implement and engage in Nisara, Gisara, Nisara. And we will tell you who these nations are. We will tell you to watch closely what you know as the BRICS nations are doing, as they are engaging in a movement forward for the Gisara plan to implement for all of their citizens. And this has been happening over time, over a few months now, and it is moving forward, and it is magnificent. The Western world is still much in the dark and is not engaging, but that will change. That will change as the world will unite. So have faith and trust, dear brother, that all is moving forward. And also, within the complicated issue that you are bringing up are all of the contracts, the soul contracts of the humans that are living out their lives, that are so-called suffering. They are living out their contracts because that was their agreement, you see. And we cannot tread upon the agreement of another. We just must be unattached to it and allow for this to occur. But never doubt that your 1,000 years of peace, the golden age, is moments away. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Excuse me. So I've been prompted to consult, ask for your support in regard to the issue with my cats being forced to be inside, and that's not healthy for them. And I'm recognizing that part of this new adventure is with all the previous pressure with landlords that I have this fear of being ousted out without notice. And so there's a lot of my stuff that's bound up in this. I'm afraid to confront or to ask for what I need for my cats. And so I am very much aware, because as you may have noticed, that prior to relocating to here in North Carolina, that they had free range and free roam to go in and out as they please, not always, but most of the time. So my situation is how to handle this and do it in a way that is a benefit for all involved. But my main concern is, you know, I'm dealing with this fear, and it's just really heavy, and I'm feeling so fragile after all this stuff that's unfolded in the last 18 months around housing and such. So I am asking for your perspective, your support, whatever you have to offer for me, please.
What we can say to you, dear one, is exactly what the topic of your discussion was earlier in this session, and that is to go with the flow, to allow for the process to play itself out, and not to feel, as you say, fear or anything of this nature. For it will play out as it needs to here. And you have already, in a very much strong sense here, gone with the flow in the sense that you have moved from one location to another and allowed for that process to take you there. And it is important for you to continue to go with the flow throughout the next moments, days, weeks ahead here, and even the months ahead here. For it will be very important for you to be yourself and allow for yourself to
please mute your phones.
That's me.
Again, very important here for you to allow yourself to be who you are and to go with the flow of the situation and not fight it. You tend to, without getting too personal here, and we will not go into a personal direction here, other than to say, do not fight against the flow. Go with it. As if you were in a boat and you were on a river and you were letting the flow of the river take you to whatever destination was going to be there for you, rather than to fight against the flow of the river. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We have a perspective here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, perhaps you thought that if you moved, all the lessons would stop and you would not have to deal with anything further. But that is the further thing from the truth, you see, because when we as humans move to another space, we take ourselves with us. And all that we still need to learn comes with us as well. You understand fully your issues. And it just so happens that the lessons that you need to conquer have come in the form of a cat. The cat and its lack of freedom has forced you again to face some of your own issues, you see. All is one. As was given, all is in the one, and one is in the all. Your cat represents you, and you represent your cat. So you must understand that you must move forward no matter how you fear it, and resolve these issues. And believe that you are capable of resolving them and that you will not be displaced as a result of resolving your own issues. Until you face that big challenge, and you have faced it in the past, and it has come up again. So what we know about lessons is they come in threes. You will learn it. It will show up again. You will face it. You will learn it. It shows up again. And that will be the final time that it shows up for your soul to gain the momentum and the strength to move forward in consciousness. This is all about you. It is not about your cat. It is all about you moving forward in consciousness and understanding your power as a human being, as a spirit, as an individualized consciousness of God, to move forward as God. Namaste.
Very good. And we add here that the message that Shoshana has given is not only for just this one who asked this, but for all to go with the flow through this process. We are ready for another question, if there is one.
Hi, yes, this is Lorelei. Hello, beloved ones. I've been contemplating this week, this whole question of flat earth came up. And of course, we all learned the earth is round, and then they have a pretty compelling, as I understand it, argument for the earth being flat. And it came to me this week, and I wondered if you could check in on it. Maybe it's not that they've been lying to us all these years, but maybe now that the earth is actually transforming itself into the new earth, which is a crystalline nature or whatnot, maybe it shows up some other way that looks flat to the people that are analyzing it. So I was wondering if you check in on this. Is it that the earth always was flat, or is it that now that it's changing, it's showing up some other way?
We would say to you in this respect that it is important to feel within yourself what resonates for you. Whether it is flat, whether it is round, really does not matter at this point, other than what you feel within yourself. And this goes for everything, not only for this particular question, but all questions that come to you. Take them within yourself, not within your brain, not within the mind only, but within the heart-mind connection. And feel or know that intuition or know that whisper within yourself to know the truth of whatever it is that you are facing here as the question comes to you. You see? Shoshana.
Yes, we have a perspective here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, this is a complicated issue, is it not? And it is a strange issue. And it is hard to understand what is going on here. So we will tell you that the presentation, the image of the earth, the planet, the round ball, is a third dimensional image that has been given hypnotically to the people of Earth to give them a story rather than the truth, you see. So what we will tell you is that the planet and the planets are all multidimensional beings, and the Earth at a higher dimensional frequency level is layered. There are layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of dimensionality and life. Now, the perspective of the third dimension of a round ball hurling through space is a story. It is not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So what one who serves has given is that you must find in your heart an understanding and keep looking, keep exploring. Just as you have learned the truth over decades of understanding and looking and exploring and coming to different conclusions, you will come to that as well. But once again, the idea of life, the idea of dimensionality, the idea of multidimensionality is not contained in the 3D image of an orb. Namaste.
And we would add here, it is very similar in terms of, as Shoshana is speaking about, the programming that has occurred over thousands and even millions of years here, is very similar to what occurred on your September, your 9/11 experience, where those of the people at the time, and all of you were involved in this as well, you saw over and over and over on your television broadcasts the planes hitting the towers, and the resultant explosions and all of this. But in reality, there were no planes that ever hit the towers. It was just simply programming that hypnotized the people into believing that over and over and over. Tell a big enough lie, and everyone will begin to believe it over a period of time. That is all. So, would there be any other questions here before we release channel? Nothing further? Then, Shoshana, do you have...
When who serves?
Yes?
Hi, when who serves? It's Melinda.
Yes, we take one more question.
Hi, when who serves? It's Melinda. I don't have a question. I just want to tell Saint Germain that I was thrilled beyond words. When I heard you were put in charge, I feel like I can finally relax. And... To Ashtar and the Ashtar Command, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your bravery and for your love for us. And I send you my love and my light. And I pray for sources of pure white light of protection to surround you as you fulfill your mission. And I thank you. And I just proclaim victory for the light.
Very good. Victory of the light. That is a saying that is becoming more and more prominent across the planet and will be so more and more as well. Then we are ready to conclude here. Shoshana, do you have a parting message at all?
All is well.
Yes.
That is our message.
All is well. And we simply reiterate... go with the flow and allow the magic to take hold here more and more. Shanti, peace be with you.